Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The Week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Right.
Time now for LB's greatest moments of the week. And we begin at number three this week.
Number three, we were doing a story earlier in the week about a woman who was in trouble with her neighbors, I believe, because she has a house that looks exactly like the Flintstones house.
Yes.
And she's a big fan, apparently.
Yeah.
But her neighbors didn't appreciate it. At that point, LB offered up an impression from the Flintstones.
I can do a great Flintstone impression if you want.
Sure.
Do we want that?
Give it a whirl.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready, bud.
Who's the best dog on the show? Dina.
That was an amazing moment to me.
I always got a kick out of the saber-toothed tiger jumping through the window to go to bed.
Right.
All right. Number two this week.
We were talking about something that led to LB wanting to bring up a documentary that he saw on television, although he was unsure of some of the details.
Very unsure of the details about the documentary that he had just watched.
Right, especially about the person who it was about.
Okay, all right.
I just watched Bowie.
It's Mercury retrograde, kid. It's fine. You're fine.
They did a whole bio on Axis.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice.
Check it out.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
Might be named something different, but you figure it out.
You want me to blow in your interlock device after the show?
Oh, my God.
I will say, Axis does an incredible job.
Oh, yeah.
On their docs and all the bands.
But apparently they do a terrible job on the titles.
Well, you know, you're half paying attention.
In the bag.
You're six deep.
Mm-hmm. Just six, huh? Right.
It was early.
Okay. And number one, Greg, I have to apologize to a client, a supporter of this program in particular, for what happened. I believe it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
When LB, who is an endorser of this person, tried to do a live endorsement on the air.
Attempted a live endorsement?
Six
deep. I mean, the saying goes.
All those terms apply. Dumpster fire.
Okay.
Train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, everything. And sorry, Dr. Leonard. Okay.
Dr. Leonard, Dr. Lopresti provide their patients with permanent natural looking results. These guys are amazing. Do what I did. Make the investment in yourself and your appearance to restore your hair with the New England best ever hair restoration people on the planet at the Dr. Leonard and Associates company. Oh, God, this is a nightmare. I don't know. I'm just losing it. Yeah, I just lost it.
Wow.
I owned it.
That might have been the worst live reading ever.
Reading is often the most difficult thing to do. And it's
if you don't practice, I got to do what Greg does. You know, he reads books all the time.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Feed the brain. Or maybe the paper.
Well,
maybe
the brain is a muscle. You know, you got to feed the noggin. And I obviously, you guys know, I don't feed the noggin. I got to get after it.
I'm saying.
All right. Well, that is, I hope we didn't charge them for that. I would like to, if somebody down in our sales department could send the good doctor a refund on that one, I'd feel better about it.
Actually, the genius on that is that everybody will never forget that commercial and be talking about Dr. Robert Leonard and Associates for weeks upon weeks upon weeks.
Well, they're
going to
say, who is the greatest New England, very best on the planet, hair, terminal hair replacement right. yeah. person. That's about it.
Right. It's amazing you remembered that. I got so confused in the middle, I forgot what he was talking about.
Here's a text from a second grade teacher who says they could help you with your reading fluency.
Thank you.
Use your words.
Thank you.
Can I get a rare content replay on that one, please? That was okay. just, I mean, what a complete abortion. Oh. Here we go.
Dr. Leonard, Dr. Lopresti provide their patients with permanent natural looking results. These guys are amazing. Do what I did. Make the investment in yourself and your appearance to restore your hair with the New England best ever hair restoration people on the planet at the Dr. Leonard and Associates company. Oh God, this is a nightmare. I don't know. I'm just losing. Yeah, I paid. I just lost it.
Oh, just.
Yeah.
It just breaks down.
I was good for a bit there. I mean, there was that one segment that I nailed it.
All right. That's LB's greatest moments of the week. We do that every Friday, and it is 8:05. And this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Ew, if Luke Skywalker becomes a space ghost, will he use the space force? Ew.
On WAAF.
All right, today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Spring into Savings program. WAAF listeners receive 10% off a new metal roof. East Coast Metal Roofing, they are New England best of the best on the planet of the roof, the permanent roofing industry. So go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And right now for you, the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:08 a.m.
You know how to end the marriage question when people keep asking you when you're getting married? You just give them a death stare and ask them when they're getting divorced. It ends that conversation real quick. And trust me, they're not going to ask you again.
End of message.
Yeah, Danielle's out today because she's sick, but she was very upset yesterday that I made a morning sickness pregnancy joke because she had ginger ale at the event the other night, and I felt bad about that. I understand. I mean, I'm tone deaf on that, and I think a lot of people are. We learned yesterday that you should not make jokes with women of a certain age about pregnancy,
right?
Because in many cases they really want to be pregnant, so you just got to be careful.
Okay,
you have to think about that.
Thursday, 1:14 p.m.
Forget about kids. Just have a dog and a cat. That's all you need. But remember, you got to keep them separated. And you'll never have to change a dirty diaper. Ta-da! You'll never have to pay for college. Ta-da! And they'll never wreck your freaking car. Ta-da! Their friends won't come over and drink all your booze. Da-da-da-da! Woo! Yep. Bonus. No kids, no headache. Just saying.
End of message.
Just saying is right.
There are a lot of people who were texting in yesterday who are perfectly happy without having children.
Sure, and that's fine.
And I think that's fine. You know? Mm-hmm. It is, I mean, there's a lot to it, and it never goes away. Yep. Never. Never goes away.
If, you know, you can have a kid, or you could start your own business. It's kind of the same thing. It's a 24, same, right, Greg? You own business. 24/7.
Same kind
of
headaches.
Phone calls in the middle of the night. You're constantly paying.
Same kind of headaches.
Thursday, 1:41 p.m.
When it comes to my Instagram live story, I was technology and boobies and
End of message.
As I'm guessing an impression of me. I say you know a lot, or I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. Fine. Good one, I guess.
Sure. Okay.
I guess you know.
You know?
You know?
You should just give the standard LB answer.
Yeah. I thought Hellmells were supposed to be funny.
You know,
what?
You know what I mean?
Thursday, 1:54 p.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What's up? I got an idea for you, LB. Instead of having the flat screen out in the garage with a bunch of blue cans, how about you have the flat screen in the garage with a gym and you could work out and get back down to your fighting weight? You wouldn't be the jackhammer, but at least you could maybe be the staple gun. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, kid. A gym with a television. $1 billion industry, kid. We got to get investors. Okay, LB. Later, buddy.
End of message.
Now, see, there's a listener that's leaving a Hill Mail that doesn't listen to the show.
What do you mean?
We have an all-in-one gym at A-Hole's Garage.
You don't use it.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's you do?
About really? 250 pounds.
Mm.
Well, like, do you want me to bring the scale in again? Because
we tried that.
I will. So
we tried that. You would say every week, you'd say, oh, I lost X amount of pounds. You jump on that thing and the spring would pop out of it and fly into the air like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I mean,
You know what? I'll stop at A-Hole's Garage today. When I work out, I will take a picture of our all-purpose unit. Uh-huh. We have a rowing machine, state-of-the-art rowing machine, where I bang out 2,500 meters. it's an all-in-one. It's an all-purpose basement, man.
It can't be that state of the art if it utilizes the metric system. I mean, is that because you're Canadian? You guys use the metric system
in Canada, right? You can row different way. You can do so much. You can time it. You can do meters.
You can just sit there, drink beer
on the actual machine.
Does it have a cup holder for your
beer? It does.
Yeah.
It does.
LB can hang his T-shirts on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good clothes hanger.
Thursday, 4:10 p.m.
Shoot, what are you talking about? You go looking at different categories on Pornhub. Come on. You know which channel you go to? Granny.
End of message.
I get it. I'm into the elderly porn.
It's a bad rap. Who started that?
That was Greg.
No. It was Lenny Clark.
No. I remember the day.
I think it was
clearly. You were like, "Oh, I think Mike Shue's into the elderly porn," and Lenny went, "Oh my God, really?" And then he ran with it.
Oh, I know. I thought it was Lenny who started.
No, that was you.
I sincerely apologize.
That's
for
all right.
That.
You know, it's okay. They make fun of my daughter at school. That's okay.
Oh, they do.
Whatever. No, they don't.
Thank you. I was just I swallowed dark on that.
Yeah, I was really upset about that.
I'm like, whose ass do I got to go kick?
Thursday 8:14 p.m.
So last week we had Lucid Lindy. This week we had Breakfast Beers Lindy. Which Lyndon is the audience going to get next week?
End of message.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to break it to you. The two Bud Lights are still in the fridge.
What do you mean?
They've been there for like a month.
Well, I mean, just because you're not currently drinking the beers that you have in the fridge at the workplace doesn't mean that you weren't drinking the beers up until your arrival at the workplace.
I don't drink beer.
Wow.
Wait. You're on a lie detector.
Yep.
You guys are speechless.
It's going crazy. Yeah, speechless because of what you just
it's
said.
It's pinned.
Hello,
that's
Ed.
That's crazy.
Hello, Ed.
Morning.
What's up, Ed?
How's everybody doing?
What's going on,
awesome.
Ed?
Well, you got to tell LB, walk him back and forth to the refrigerator. It does not count as a treadmill. And 12-ounce curls not lifting weights.
No, that's true. That
I'll take the picture. Yeah, I'll try and see if somebody's at A-Holes that can video me doing bench.
A texter wants to know if you're on the rowing machine because you're trying to get a crew scholarship for USC so you can get into college. Oh, sad news today. Olivia Jade has withdrawn from college. It's all over. She has said goodbye to the University of Southern California.
Oh, see, that's disappointing.
She's going to have to focus on her Instagram influencer career, and there will be no college for Olivia Jade.
That's too bad, because I really wanted to see her shown out by security.
Oh, you wanted her to be
instead
dragged
of her leaving
out?
On her own, I wanted her to be dragged out.
You wanted the campus police to drag her away?
I wanted the Game of Thrones, you know, shame.
Yes. Listen, Olivia Jade, you're gonna have to load up your Louis luggage,
and
be out of your dorm room by Thursday.
Yeah,
no, she's withdrawn. She and her sister have both withdrawn.
4:30 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Time for my sports show. It's laser show, kid. Villanova won from the Bruins. Brad Bergeron hit a home run, and Kyrie Irving dipped my ice cream in chocolate. What, kid? DeAndre, I can't jackhammer you and get you pregnant right now. What?
End of message.
That's Shoe's favorite LB
I love
guy.
That guy. Yeah,
he's good.
Fake LB guy. That's Shoe's
favorite.
He puts
favorite. An effort in.
5:54 a.m.
I'm asking. Oh, let me over with the car, babe. Oh, I want to show you something. What? Oh, no. I'm an idiot. No, I told you. I dare you, Annie. Just hit me. I'm an idiot, kid. Okay.
End of message.
Don't get it. Same guy tries to change his voice.
That's not the same
guy.
Yeah,
it is.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Those are today's Hillmail voicemail messages as left by you. Thanks for that. It is 8:15. Here's a 407 text requesting a rando ding and happy birthday for this individual's wife, who is named Vanessa.
Nice.
So rando ding. And the text says that she is a big fan of the show and of my silver puffy jacket.
Oh, does she have the same one?
Days, by the way, days obviously. Numbered. Days numbered on the silver puffy jacket. It's getting warm, and mm-hmm. I won't need that anymore. So,
do you go with a silver puffy vest?
I'm going to try to find a silver puffy vest. You got that right. Today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this winter, and it's going to rain for most of the day today. There's a nor'easter going on. Some of you have experienced some snow this morning. If you want to blame that on the Hillman jinx, then I will take that on my shoulders, and I apologize for that. Looks like rain is going to be a little less intense this afternoon, but there are still going to be showers around, and the temperature will get to 45 today. Danielle is out and feeling the effects of whatever she has. Yesterday she was nauseous for the whole entire show. And so she is, a texter says, Greg, how have you missed the fact that Danielle has taken a sick day on the day that she was supposed to bring in her healing items and to heal herself on the show?
I forgot about that.
This is Mad Russian-like. We were talking about the Mad Russian earlier, and Stiz Grimey was saying that he thought the Mad Russian, the hypnotist in Brookline, was a fraud.
Oh, really?
And now,
well, the guy smokes a pack a day.
Stiz still does, yeah. But there are other people who were texting in who said that when they went to get hypnotized by the Mad Russian, they were cured. They stopped smoking because of the hypnotism, so...
I was hypnotized by Frank Santos.
Yeah, in the studio you were hypnotized. I mean, I think it works for some people, and maybe it doesn't work for others. I don't know. Rando birthday ding for my sister-in-law, Nicole, please. Fine. There you go. Here's the text that says, you gave Vanessa a rando ding, and I will give her a rando dong, and that's somebody's wife. I mean, I knocked that off.
How dare you?
That is not
funny joke of you with the guys in the garage having a beer.
Yeah,
okay,
but not on the radio. You know, not on the radio. Rando ding for F&W Pest Control out of Framingham and Wrentham. LB hates insects.
Bugs.
Here's a text that says 617 text. Why is Olivia Jade and her sister out of college? But the people that they paid off that work at the colleges are not out of the colleges. I think most of them have been. The ones who are alleged to have taken a bribe have been kicked out.
I think, or administrative leave.
While they investigate.
Until the lawyers dot all the I's and cross the T's, and then they'll eject them.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you took a bribe to get somebody into college, the college has every right to fire you, and they ought to do that.
Yeah. If you're a coach of a team, and this person got in on an athletic scholarship, and they're on the roster, and they have yet to show up for a game or a practice.
Yeah, so I know.
I mean, I think a caller brought up the best punishment for the students should be to go to those practices. Olivia Jade should go to crew practice. She got to get up at 5 a.m. and make her do crew.
There's one girl who was on the UCLA soccer team, which I think it's D1.
Yeah.
And they ended up, I think, the runners-up in the NCAA tournament. And she was listed as a manager. The girl had never played a single game of youth soccer or club soccer in her life.
Jeez.
And they had her listed as a manager on the team,
right,
or whatever.
You got to love D1 sports, man.
I know. This is Shannon on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Shannon?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi,
Shannon.
What's up?
I had an obscure reference to the hypnotizing not always working Good Will Hunting when he's laying on the couch and he starts singing Afternoon Delight.
Yes. let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, silver puffy vest clearance at Macy's, $11.97 clearance. Perfect price for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am frugal. I'm going to get on that. Here's somebody who says, I've been listening for 20 minutes and it's not an earmoth Friday. It can be. I mean, we earmothed Downeaster Alexa earlier when Stiz mentioned Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
There was another rando ding that I wanted to get in there. Now the text messages are going crazy. JP Facility Service Linen Company in Marlboro, LB, rando ding. Trade Source at Natick, rando ding. Colonial Hardwood Floors.
Ooh, hardwood.
Dang.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see. Here's a correction. Greg, she was listed as a midfielder, not a manager. I believe I read both, but I think they had kind of corrected themselves a little bit because the girl never went to one practice or anything like that, so they listed her as a manager. Yeah.
Just buy some cleats. You'll be all set.
Yeah. Wear them over your shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Shannon called, and people are expecting me to earmoth Shannon, but I always earmoth Shannon. So I'm not falling for the simple trap on
good
something
for you
like that. If it comes to earmoths and Earmoth Friday, I do my best to get a little creative. And I could absolutely, based on what Shannon said during her call, I could absolutely earmark. Rando ding for Sophia's Angels Foundation Gala, which is happening April 13th at the Burlington Marriott, LB. Okay. Rando ding for the head of security at MGM Casino for finding my wallet last Friday night. When you're in Boston and your wallet is in Springfield.
Oh, yeah, right?
That's racist.
Yeah.
That is so racist. You ever been stuck in a parking garage after a Bruins or a Celtics game or a Red Sox game?
Oh, yeah.
And they only have one person working and it's taking you hours
nightmare
to get out?
Mm-hmm.
There's a news story today about a woman who has been charged with a crime in a case of parking garage rage. And this happened in Florida, not like the rest of us, after the Tampa Bay Rowdies, the soccer team, had a game.
Okay.
And it was Monday night, and the team has apologized because hundreds of people were held up for hours trying to leave the game, and they only had one person working the gate at the parking garage. And so this woman from Clearwater, Florida, her name is Catherine Sokash, and she ended up getting so upset that she just drove through the other parking gate and busted. How many people have not thought about, raise your hand if you haven't thought about doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So she did it, and then everybody went out after her. And they had a sign that said $50 fine for breaking the parking gate.
Okay.
And she thought it was probably worth the $50 to get out of there and not have to wait forever. But She ended up being arrested for disorderly conduct, and she had to spend the rest of the weekend in the Pinellas County Jail in Florida. And this is Catherine.
And honestly, I have never done anything like this in my life. I decided it was worth it to break the gate. I have never, ever had anything happen to me like happened on Saturday. Will not park in that parking garage again. And I will think twice about even going back to one of those games again.
It sounds like a pretty reasonable lady, and she just lost complete control and crashed through the gate.
You snap. You're sitting there. You've sat through some of the greatest soccer you've ever seen in your life. You're exhausted. And, you know, we've all sat in, well, LB, you and I probably have sat in the line trying to get out of Great Woods. Xfinity Center. Greg's got the helicopter. But, I've learned, like, going to shows over there when they first opened over the years, I learned to pack supplies because I know I'm going to be an hour or more getting out of the parking lot.
Why do you think I leave sporting events early?
Well, some of us who enjoy sports.
This is the secret
sauce. Stay for the whole game.
It's the secret sauce. I watch a half of the Patriots game and I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I watch a couple Pats periods games of hockey and I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I remember when the Garden first opened.
Yeah.
And people.
The original Garden?
Yes, 1924. Boston Garden has opened. Milt Schmidt and the Krautline. The ice at the new Boston Garden. It seats 1,424 people. And everyone is wearing a top hat. No. When the new garden opened, nobody knew that you had to pay your ticket downstairs. So the event would end.
Right.
And everybody would be outside of their cars trying to figure out where do you pay and how do you do it? You know, but honestly, that's a pain in the ass too, because you got to wait for the gate to go up and down. Like, honestly, you ought to pay when you enter and then just leave. Like, there should be nothing that's stopping you at the end of the thing. Like,
I understand it's about, you know, about the Bruins and the Boston Garden making money.
Yeah.
But I've never understood why anyone would park in a parking building when they have parking lots. Pay the extra dough, you know?
Why?
Pay
so that you're not stuck on the fifth floor trying to get out of there for an hour.
Pull into the parking lot a block from the Garden, across from the fours. Yep. And then you get to walk out, and the guy pulls your car out. You tip him 20, and you're out of Dodge.
Yeah. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Greg. I'm going to need a little bit of help on exactly what the heck this is. But the Patriots came out with a concept last year. You pay a couple extra bucks, and after every Patriots game, you and a select few others, whoever paid, gets to stay inside the stadium or Patriots place, and you get to drink a little bit more, eat a little bit of food. It's a kind of a VIP experience, something you're used to. But you don't have to sit in your car and be a schlep to the next person who's going to cut you off and cause strife.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen.
It's phenomenal.
Tailgating. I mean, that's what people do.
Yeah.
I'm a captain bandwagon. The real fans, they get there at 9 or whenever the lot's open, 10. They tailgate before and they tailgate way after. Yeah, and they don't have to worry about traffic at all.
Yeah. It's like I've never understood people.
Yeah.
And you know, you have a peeve about this kind of stuff, but people that put a time limit on a sporting event. Like, I need to get in and out of there in 3 hours.
Yeah.
You're like,
me.
A sporting event is an event. It's an all-day affair. Plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Danielle is out today. The rest of us are here, and we'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to the Hillman Morning Show. Don't bother adjusting your volume. It sounds as bad as you think it does.
It's brutal. It's tough. It's business.
This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Mike?
How are you guys doing today?
What's going on? What's happening?
So, you guys were talking about the lady that had a tough time in a parking garage. And I just want to state, first and foremost, I was in my early 20s when I had a similar incident. I'm not proud of this, yeah. But I was overserved. And this is before Uber. So, tried to suck it up, and we're in a parking garage in a city that's a little bit farther south than Boston and New England.
Quincy.
And when we went to try it, me and my friend went to try and pull out of the parking garage, pulled up to what apparently was the entrance, and apparently the exit was on the other side of the parking garage, but we didn't realize this. So we thought we were locked in the parking garage for the night, and I had a black car that we exited through the pedestrian walkway where they have the big yellow posts.
Yeah.
And my black car had two yellow stripes on both sides of it. Looked like the Batmobile.
Oh, my wow. God. That's not good. That's a cautionary tale, Mike. Yeah. And it sounds like you learned your lesson.
I definitely did. Don't do that, kids. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It's 8:42. And this is high-pitched Jeff on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning. I think I watched that happen to Mike that year.
Probably.
Hey, so I parked up on Causeway Street where I threw the guy an extra 20 and I get to drink there all day.
Where on Causeway Street?
A little bit past Filippo's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't... you're saying that is it in a garage or what is it?
Yeah, it's in garage.
Yeah. And
you sit there, you know, pregame there with all the, you know, some cheap beers and then go into the game.
So you basically tailgate before a Bruins game or a Celtics game and tailgate afterwards.
Yes. So that way the $20 gets you what, one drink?
It's true.
Listen,
don't bust the garden's nuts. Every sporting building that has an event, charges you a fortune.
Well, of course, yeah. Are you worried that you're not going to be able to sharpen your skates for free if somebody says something bad about the Boston Garden on the show? I mean, it's expensive to park over there. It's expensive to park everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what it is.
That's the deal. You want to be close, you pay the extra dough.
All right, Danielle is out today sick. Thoughts and prayers to her. He was getting something of the norovirus nature type thing anyway yesterday, so hopefully she didn't infect everybody in the studio, and it's a good thing that she's out. So.
It's the shared mug. Was she drinking out of a shared mug, like we learned earlier?
She may have been out of the office coffee mug. We learned earlier that 1 in 5 office coffee mugs are full of fecal matter. Because no one washes their hands after going to the bathroom at work. And we also learned that those of you who eat your breakfast or your lunch at your desk are risking horrible infection because the average desk is 400 times more germ-filled than your average toilet seat.
I would never believe that.
I would highly recommend douching the desk this morning before eating breakfast at it. All right. Let's see. Here's a 978 text that says, don't let Greg fool you. He's never paid for a drink at the Garden ever. I probably did back in the day when I was a Bruins season ticket holder. LB correction, Atlanta Falcons Stadium has the lowest prices for concessions, nothing over $8. That's true. We talked about that at Super Bowl time.
That seems like a decent price for a beer, $8.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Great price. Here's a text that says, I just heard Trump in the rejoin. Please ask Mark Hsu what he thinks about the free speech at college campuses executive order from the president. We haven't talked about that yet. Did you happen to see that yesterday?
No. What's he screwing up now?
Well, this would be an interesting thing to discuss. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday which required colleges in the United States to protect free speech on their campuses or risk losing federal research funding. And curious what people think about this. Now, this often comes into play when a conservative speaker is going to go and address a group on a college campus and some individuals get their panties in a bunch over it, and they end up canceling the speaker. And so that particular free speech is curtailed. Where do you stand on this?
You know, it's sad because I just assumed that would happen. But apparently there's been several examples of it, you know, not happening, whether it's speakers or there's going to be a peaceful protest that people would, you know, use their influence to shut it down. So I'm all for that as long as it favors all sides.
Yeah.
You know, I understand in Trump's case, and it's true, we read about it all the time, there's people that will do something as simple as wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
And they will get banned or
berated or
whatever, or hassled, you know, for no reason, really. So I'm all for it, but it's got to be all sides.
Yeah.
You know, don't get upset if someone goes with something he doesn't agree with, and then he's like, well, I want to shut this down then.
There was a big issue this week out at Amherst College because some students who are Republicans were upset about the glossary of politically correct terms that Amherst College had issued to their students. And, you know, so it defined all of these words that the students at Amherst College were supposed to use. And one of the words that was in the new glossary was capitalism. And Amherst College administrators defined capitalism. I'll read this as a quote. The document said, capitalism is a system that leads to exploitive labor practices which affect marginalized groups disproportionately. And that was the...
That's only if you let it.
That was the definition that some really objected to. Now, in this particular case, Amherst, after a big hullabaloo, has withdrawn...
Yeah.
That glossary of terms that students must use in a politically correct manner. And perhaps that's a reaction to the executive order that was filed by the president. I don't know.
Maybe somebody reminded them of George Orwell's book, 1984.
Yes.
They pared down the vocabulary and the glossary or whatever words constantly. I mean, that's ridiculous. So you can't say the original thing was you can't say capitalism.
They wanted to define the terms.
Oh, okay.
In their way.
Okay.
That
includes when they're teaching about it in class.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the head of the office that issued it said the goal was to help create greater awareness of the ways many people at Amherst and beyond understand their own identities. So it was that means brainwash is what it means. It was an attempt to brainwash.
It's controlling the information.
Yeah.
You know, Orwell's laughing at us.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're teaching it like that in class at one of the most expensive colleges in the country, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about a place that completely changed their mascot from the Lord Jeffries.
over to whatever that, I think they're the toads now, or the plants, the flowers, or whatever the
right.
Because Lord Jeffrey was hundreds of years ago was not a nice person. So, all right, it is 8:50, and if you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can call on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. You would think at any college, the glossary of terms that they should issue should be things that freshmen need to know about, like keggers.
Right.
Right. Like, BYOB.
A tapping course.
Right.
Yeah, like,
all right. Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta bring happy hour back here in Massachusetts. Do you think that'll ever happen?
I go to other states with happy hours. They seem really,
happy.
Yeah, they're happy. They're really nice. They're having a good time. Why can't we have nice things?
All right, let's get to today's news, and it's brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. You may have money waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney.com. Go to FindMassMoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. FindMassMoney.com, fast, easy, and free. And it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to CarsForKids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. A vape shop in Malden has been shut down after they were accused of selling pot when customers asked for a free gift with certain purchases.
Yeah, can't do that.
The old free... Can I get the free gift? You can't do that?
Can I get the old-fashioned?
You can't. Police in Malden say that the Boston Smoke Shop on Salem Street received a cease and desist order because the shop was selling tube-shaped containers for a dollar or two that came with pot if you asked for a specific item. Here is Malden Police Sergeant Michael Powell.
You would pay $38 for this. This is what they were charging. In addition to this $38 battery, they would gift you one of these items. The transactions here were sham transactions. The way the law is written, this is illegal.
That's illegal. Yeah, I mean, we have pot shops. That's where you're supposed to go to get your pot. Right?
They went through the whole process to be able to sell the stuff. Plus, you know, that, I don't think you can do that anyway. Like, I could give you an ounce of weed right now.
Yeah.
And that is a gift.
Yeah.
But I don't think a store can, you know, have some kind of buy one, get one free. Although that's a great idea. If it was legal, I'd do that, of course.
Yeah. They're probably wondering why there was a line of 80 people outside the vape shop.
Yeah.
Friday morning at 7 a.m. Place not open.
Malden PD, great people.
You owe something on tickets?
My old bud, Lieutenant Skacky, I think he's retired now.
Probably anybody that you knew in Malden PD 30 years ago is probably retired.
Sure,
yes. Let's get to this.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
All right, time now for How Creepy Is It? On a scale of 1 to Harvey Weinstein, please share how creepy this... sometimes I think you've heard everything. This one might take the cake over here, this news story today. It's from Texas. And an Austin, Texas Catholic priest has been arrested after police say he groped a woman during the last rites that were being issued at a hospice care facility.
Oh, God.
It's aggressive.
That's disgusting.
I feel like I up until this point, I thought I had heard everything when it came to How Creepy Is It.
Really?
The incident allegedly happened in October 2018 when 75-year-old Reverend Gerald Lanksch was giving a woman last rites, and the woman's ex-husband had contacted the Knights of Columbus to inform them that she was sick. And they offered to send the priests over. Priests came over and anointed her with holy water. He then, however, applied lotion on her chest.
and at which point he massaged her breast and pinched her nipple and said, "Does that feel good?"
Oh, whoa.
Can you imagine?
She's dying.
Can you imagine?
That is all this, in, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a detective with the Austin Police, Steve McCormick.
We take these cases very seriously, and so we've been very fortunate, and the victim's been very fortunate to engage in the investigation throughout the whole time. We would greatly encourage any victims in the Austin area to call 911 or 311 and file a report if they have been a victim with this suspect or any other suspect.
Oh,
that's just...
I mean, that's a 18 on the scale of 1 to 10.
That's horrible.
Horrendous.
She's nasty. Dying.
You wonder how many times he's done that
right?
before.
Yeah.
So creepy.
A dying person.
Oh, God. All right. So hopefully that guy is locked away forever and stripped of his robes
yes,
and his collar by the Catholic Church. It is 8:56, and this is the Friday Hillman Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.